Leelas from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma Srishti, creations of Lord Brahma. Vidura inquired from Maitreya about the creation. After Brahma produced the Prajapatis, and how the Prajapatis engaged in creating under the order of Brahma. Maitreya describes the beginning of creation. This is quite technical. This is a summary of the creation description, third canto. The undifferentiated modes of nature become agitated by the destinies of all the living entities contained within the body of Vishnu. They emanate from the glance of Mahavishnu, combined with the force of time, the Mahatattva, which means the total material elements, it was produced. Three kinds of false ego were generated. From false ego evolved five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. The five subtle elements, or sense objects, known as tanmatra, sound, touch, form, taste, and smell, and the panch gyanindriya, knowledge acquiring senses, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin, and the five karma indriyas, working senses, speech, hands, feet, anus, and genitals. Taking the energy of the Supreme Lord, all of these were combined to produce one shining universal egg that lay on the water of the causal ocean in a lifeless state for 1,000 years. Mahavishnu expanded himself as Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, entered the universe and laid down on the ocean, created from his perspiration, the Garbhadak ocean. From Garbhadakshayi Vishnu's navel, an effulgent lotus flower sprouted. That lotus flower was the reservoir of all conditioned souls, and the first created being, Brahma, was born thereupon. Then the Lord expanded himself again as Shirodakshayi Vishnu and entered the heart of Brahma. At that time, Brahma became inspired to create the universe as it was done previously. From his shadow, Brahma created five coverings of ignorance. So these are coverings or creations or expansions or representations of tamagun or ignorance. First one is called tamishra, the anger or envy which makes one forget his constitutional position as part of and parcel servitor of the Lord. Two, second type of ignorance or covering of ignorance, anda tamishra, the conception that everything ends in death, and that is the ultimate end. Three, tamas, ignorance of one's eternal spiritual identity. Moha, attachment to things in relationship with the material body. And maha moha, madness for material enjoyment. Tamishra, anda tamishra, tamas, then moha, then maha moha. These are the five coverings of ignorance created from Brahma's shadow. When Brahma saw that what he created with his shadow, he became disgusted and he threw off that creation or that body of ignorance. And then that combined form of five types of ignorance took the form of night. Then the yakshas and rakshasas, which were apparently over existing, They ran and took possession of the night. When the yakshas and rakshasas became overpowered by these urges of ignorance, these five types of ignorance, anger and envy and foolishness of one's spiritual identity, they attacked Brahma. They said, "Don't spare him, eat up Brahma," they cried out. Brahma was very anxious, and he begged them. He said, "Listen, you are the first creations from my body, and your sons. You're my sons. You're supposed to protect me, and now you want to eat me." That there was two groups there that wanted to attack him and eat him. The first group was called the Yakshas. They wanted to eat Brahma. And the other group said that he should not be protected. They were called the Rakshasas. Then, after that flop, that ignorance creation, then he created demigods who were very brilliant with the glory of Sattva-gun. And then he showed the radiant form of daylight. The demigods, with great sport, they took possession of the daytime. Then from Brahma's back, the demons were created, and they were too lusty, and they immediately approached him for copulation. Of course, sometimes they misinterpret that, or this is even said that homosexuality begins here. But the acharyas say that Brahma, from his four heads, and he was creating the male principles and male forms and female principles and female forms from different sides of his body. So from his backside, he was not the backside of a man and a bunch of male personalities approaching him for homosex, but the backside was actually the female. That was his female creation. He had already created his female aspect. So that was a female body, and this lusty creation that he created were males, and they were lusty males, overcome with intense lust. So they were approaching Brahma's female creation, female aspect of Brahma, to enjoy union. So he laughed at that stupidity of these shameless asuras, yakshas, and rakshasas. And he became angry and fearful. Then he ran to Lord Vishnu for protection. Vishnu said he should just throw off this impure body, cast aside this asuric or lusty mentality he created, and he did so. And that took the form of twilight. And this is the juncture of sun, of daylight, and night. It's an extremely passionate time and induces passion in people. That's why people usually commute and go home from work during that twilight, evening twilight. And they're very passionate, running very fast. And they tend to get in a lot of car accidents at that time, an hour before sunset, and especially a half hour to an hour before sunset and a half hour after. Advice to the sane and intelligent Vaishnava devotee would be not to be traveling in one's car or moving in a mall to buy things or shopping or mixing with the materialistic of bhaktis and vishayi janas, materialistic non-devotee class, running around shopping centers and malls and public places where all these materialistic, lusty men and women gather. Because at this twilight evening time, passion is greatly inflamed, and people express very lusty actions and words and movements, and also they're driving very fast and crazily. So it tends to be accidents and lots of sex crimes and other things. So it's good to do your work. Go shopping in the late morning after puja and bhajan, sadhana bhajan. late morning and then early evening, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Finish everything by 5, long before, at least an hour before sunrise, one should be in their kuti or in their home, apartment, safe and sound, and peacefully entering the twilight time, sandhya time, sandhya means Sunday, the junction between day and night. At least Vaishnavas and devotees and progressive spiritualists should be tightly and securely, if possible, in their homes, in the temples, in their home, in their temple rooms, etc., in front of Tulsi and deities, offering the quote-unquote evening arti. Kiba jayo jayo gora chandi aroti kashova janavitata vane jagamanalova. Kiba jayo jayo gora chandi. Like this, we sing songs glorifying the Nitya Lila of Gauranga, his evening pastime, Shayan Kal, Shayan Yama, 6 p.m. to 8:36 p.m., all around the sunset time, an hour before sunset, an hour after, and the very peaceful, sattvic, pure engagements of hearing, chanting, remembering, worshiping the Lord, ringing bells, and saturating the house and temple room with all auspicious and positive vibrations of incense and ghee lamps burning, lots of incense, to sanctify the evening time in the household and ward off and prevent any subtle prates, yakshas or rakshasas from entering in the premises or contaminating the ethers and thought waves of the residents of that particular domicile. And that's why evening artik is there with all the accoutrements of incense and conch shells blowing and ringing of bells and chanting of mantras, especially the Maha Mantra and the Iranic and other Gayatri mantras. And this way one avoids all this passionate time of this evening twilight. Dominated by the modes of passion, the demons imagine that twilight time, that evening twilight, to be a beautiful woman, a beautiful woman. So the rakshasas and yakshas, they thought there's so much in moha, in this maha moha, this fifth level of ignorance, or five coverings of ignorance. There's so much in this covering of maha moha, the most intense and profound covering of ignorance, which is madness for material enjoyment. They were seeing things that didn't exist and imagining whatever they saw. They created a new reality by mixing their own imagination with their perception, and created a moha, an illusion. So they saw the evening twilight was simply a diminishing of light rays and increasing of the darkness blending together. They saw that natural phenomenon as a beautiful woman, and they could even imagine hearing ankle bells, and her eyes were so beautiful. She had beautiful hips and breasts. They're really in moha, really an illusion, taking simply a juncture of the day, a sandhi, sandhya, or a sandhya as the four-dimensional personality with consciousness and female form and tinkling, resounding ankle bells and eyes, beautiful wide-open eyes rolling with intoxication, broad hips and covered with a very fine and tight cloth, plump breasts. They were so plump and bulbous, they were touching each other. They projected upwards because of their whole clinging together. This so-called imaginary personified woman actually was a twilight, evening twilight. She had a lovely smile adorning her beautiful face, and it cast playful glances upon the asuras while apparently covering herself out of shyness. Upon seeing this girl, the demons became infatuated with sex desire, began praising her beauty very highly. While treating her very respectfully, the demon said, "This is all maha moha, a grand illusion, madness for material enjoyment," that they saw something lifeless and simply some light rays of the twilight, evening twilight, diminishing sun rays and ever-increasing rays of darkness. They mistook that juncture of day to be a person, and a beautiful, lusty woman with all attractive features to incite their lust, and they responded accordingly by becoming totally infatuated. They started speaking at crazy drunken people, the yakshas and rakshasas. They started speaking to this personified evening twilight. "Oh, who are you, pretty one? Why have you come before us, tantalizing us by displaying the priceless commodity of your feminine beauty? You have one small ball that you're throwing up and down, and you're agitating us as we watch your beautiful and lovely movements while you play with that ball. Your waist is so thin, it looks like it's becoming fatigued due to the weight of carrying your full and plump and heavily expanded breast." So the demon's perception was completely clouded. Then they grabbed that twilight just as moths rush into the fire. And they took the evening twilight to be a luring form of a woman. Then with a deep laugh full of meaning, Brahma evolved. Oh, 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 oh. Brahma created hosts of Gandharvas and Apsaras from his own personal loveliness. When he gave up that shining and beloved form of moonlight, Vishvavasu and other Gandharvas took possession of it. Brahma then created ghosts and fiends from his laziness. So laziness is a ghostly condition, a fiendish condition to be lazy and procrastinate and wait and wait and wait to do some seva to Guru and Krishna. When he saw those prates and boots and ghosts before him, he closed his eyes. The bhutas and pishachas possessed the body that Brahma then threw off in the form of his yawning, which is also known as a sleep that causes drooling. As a result of this, ghosts attack those men who are impure and possess them and cause them to, and they cause what is known as insanity. So when a normal, healthy man, somehow due to excessive intoxication, which is not too normal or healthy, but he may become addicted to drinking intoxication. And when he sleeps in his drunken stupor, then somehow he drops his mouth open and saliva comes out of his mouth and moistens his pillow, often happens. And then that saliva becomes the vehicle for the pretas and bhutas and pishachas. Subtle beings, they walk on that roadway of saliva dripping and drooling from a person's mouth. And they enter the body through that because the body is impure and dirty because of the saliva being excreted, which is considered contaminated. Then they take over the body and this normal, balanced, equipoised man starts speaking crazy and acting like a puggle or a merc. And that person then gets arrested. The ghosts really exist. Then Brahma created hosts of sadhyas and pitas by means of an invisible form that came from his navel. The pitas took possession of that invisible body, and through the medium of this form, that offering is through the medium of this form that offerings are made to them during the Shraddh ceremony in the first 2 weeks of Ashwin Maina. from Brahma's ability to remain invisible, he created his citizen Vidyadharas and gave an invisible form called Antardhana. When Brahma saw his reflection in the water, he created the Kimpurushas and Kinnaras from it while astonishing himself. When Brahma gave up that shadowy form, those beings took possession of it. So he was quite amazed that his shadow created Kimpurushas and Kinnaras. Kimpurusha, Kim means kya, or Kim means what kind of Purushas are these, or what kind of people are these? Very extraordinary people. And then he created the Kinnaras. Kim Purusha means Kim Purusha. What kind of Purusha are you? Kim, Kya, Purusha, man. What kind of man are you? Then Kinnara, that's also a type of Nara, human-like shape, Nara. Kinnara means Kya Nara. What kind of human being are you? So they have some limitations, what they can do. When he was lying down one time, Brahma became anxious, thinking about creation wasn't going on very nicely. And he gave up that depressed body, and his hair dropped to the ground. And that hair that fell from Brahma's body, and when he was anxious and somewhat depressed, became snakes. Then the fierce nagas sprang out from that body as it crawled along the ground with contracted limbs. One day, Brahma felt as if his object of life had been accomplished. He evolved the manus with his mind, and he gave them his own human form. The demigods, Gandharvas and others who had already been created, started clapping their hands and applauding Brahma. In other words, he was like a performance piece. Brahma's creating these different beings, Kinnaras and Kimpurushas. And the Gandharvas and others that he already created, they were applauding his mastership, his virtuoso and virtuosity and expertise. Wow, Brahma, you're doing a really good job over here. They said that while they were clapping their hands, that Gandharvas, another demigod, said, "Oh, Creator, Brahma, whatever you have produced has been well done. Ritualistic performances will now be established in human society. We should all share in the sacrificial oblations." And thereafter, Brahma created great sages that would set the example for spiritual revelation. Unto each of these sons, he gave a part of his body, each of which were anxiously endowed with the qualities of deep meditation, yoga, mystic powers, austerity, knowledge, and renunciation. So now we'll start tomorrow, something from Canto 3, the Mahima Kapila. Bhagavan Kapila Muni Mahima. He's a Kardamuni Devahuti Putra.